Open loop and closed loop control theories. Open and closed loop theories are ideas about how we manage to control motor programs. These motor programs are stored in our long-term memory. And the two different theories both try to explain how things happen and how we manage to use these motor programs. With open loop theory, the idea is that these motor programs just run. They're almost like playing an MP3 file. You just plug it in and it goes. There's no feedback. You can't change it. You can't adapt it. You can't control it in any way, shape or form. So open loop control is simply the idea of plug and play. You have no conscious control of how to use these movements. But we can get examples of these movements quite easily. Someone who is playing backstop or wicketkeeper or in the slips at cricket, there's an edge, and the hand goes up and snatches the ball out of the air. That's a really good example of how we think open loop control works. That the program just runs. There's no time to think about where to put your hand. There's no time to think about making adjustments. This process just occurs. If we draw this as a diagram, it's a very simplistic open loop theory that we have some part of the brain that's making decisions about what to do. Some sort of instruction or command is then sent to some sort of muscle system somewhere, and the command makes the muscles contract in the right order to get the hand or whatever it might be into the right place. So open loop control is quite good at trying to explain how we manage to perform very, very rapid, almost before we've got time to think, movements. However, open loop control doesn't really explain the expansive nature of memory. We know our memories are good and they're very, very big, but there must be an upper limit to how much we can information we can contain, how many motor programs we can store, because there must be thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands maybe, of different movements we can perform. They just can't all be stored separately in our memory. Second thing about open loop control, it can't possibly explain how we can perform new skills that we've never attempted before, because the motor program can't exist. So how can you perform a skill you've never ever tried before if the motor program doesn't exist? In much the same way, we know we can adapt skills to different situations, such as team games and open skills where we adapt things like passing the ball. Well, again, open loop theory doesn't really explain how we can perform open skills, how we can make adjustments. So, another theory, closed loop theory. Closed loop theory suggests that our decision to do a skill, to perform a movement, initiates a command signal to the muscles, and then while the skill is taking place, feedback occurs, and feedback gives us time to make adjustments. So closed-loop theory includes feedback. Closed-loop theory was first suggested by a man called Adams, so it's sometimes called Adams' closed-loop theory. And Adams suggests that we've got feedback, which means we can make adjustments and control our movements. So think about, instead of trying to catch a ball, trying to catch a shuttlecock that's been thrown towards you, that's drifting in the wind. You have to make adjustments and move your hands, maybe even move your whole body towards the shuttlecock to catch it. You're using feedback, making adjustments to the skill itself. Adam said that the movement to perform this skill is initiated by what he called a memory trace, the motor program, if you like. A motor program that's been previously learned and is stored in long-term memory. So you do have lots and lots of motor programs in long-term memory. But what you do in terms of Adam's closed loop theory is that as the feedback comes in, then you adjust the movement. You move your hands, you move your feet, you move your body to make adjustments because of the feedback you're getting. And these adjustments depend upon the feedback. The feedback has to be perceived, has to be thought about and worked out what's going on. So Adam suggested that our adjustments to our memory trace are controlled by a thing called a perceptual trace. So there are two traces, two very, very thin motor programs. One is the one you work on, the memory trace, and then that's just adjusted as you go by the perceptual trace. The perceptual trace is, if you like, a model of how it should be done properly. It's correcting you as you go, so a model of correctness. And that perceptual trace gets adjusted and gets strengthened and eventually becomes the memory trace. The more you practice, the more you strengthen the memory trace, the original motor program, through adjustments made through the perceptual trace. But again, there are limitations with closed loop theory. Again, it doesn't account for actions that are far too fast, for feedback to have any effect at all. So we're back to the idea of open loop systems. Open loop systems definitely account for our very, very rapid movements. Closed loop theory doesn't account for our rapid movements. And we still have the problem with closed loop theory. The suggestion is that you have tens of thousands of these memory traces stored in memory, and just where they may be, no one really knows. In the exam, you're probably going to be asked about open or closed loop theory. The basic idea, open loop theory, no feedback, no adjustments, it just runs. Closed loop theory, make adjustments because there is feedback. We start off running the program, the motor program, with our memory trace, and then we make adjustments as we receive feedback through our perceptual trace. And repeated practice strengthens the perceptual and the motor trace.